Hashem Moshe, Bo El Paro. What do you mean, Bo El Paro? Lech El Paro. That's the Zohar Sa'ara. Why does it say Bo El Paro? So there's a very beautiful idea from the Kotzker, that the Kotzker writes, Bo El Paro. Bo means to come with me. Bo means, if I want to go somewhere and I want to take you, I don't say Lech, go. I say, Bo, come. Come with me to Paro. Come with me to the store. So the Kotzker says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe, he wasn't saying Lech El Paro, you go on your own. But he was saying Bo El Paro, meaning I'm going to go with you. Come, let us go together to Paro. And the Kotzker says that this Nekuda, the idea here, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Parsha, is teaching us the attitude or the perspective a person's supposed to have whenever he faces a troubling situation. If a person's going up as a life challenge, you're going before Paro, it's a life threatening, everything's riding on it, and you're going to Paro. So you have to realize that wherever we go, we're always going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bo El Paro, come, let us go together. Right? If you have like a little boy and he's scared to go somewhere, so the father says, all right, I'll go with you. I'll go with you. And then the child's not scared anymore. And in all the challenging experiences that we find ourselves in, challenging situations, if we're scared, if we're concerned, we're worried, so we should always go with this attitude of Bo El Paro. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to each and every one of us that he's going to come with us. Not Lech El Paro. You're not doing this on your own, but I'm doing it with you. We find a similar idea. The pasuk says, "Gam ki elech begeitz amaves lo irara." Why? When "Gam ki elech," David HaMelech says. This is in your speech also. "Gam ki elech." When I go begeitz amaves, what's the gates amaves?
Valley of death.
The valley of death. Lo irara. I won't be scared of anything. Why? Ki atayimadi. Because you're with me. That's exactly this nekuda. That David HaMelech says, I'm not going to be scared when I face these situations. Why? Because I recognize Ki Atayimadi. But it's actually much deeper than that. There's a beautiful gra that you need to know. And the gra, once we know this gra, you're going to see it works very beautifully in this pasuk as well, from David HaMelech. The gra in Kol Eliyahu, in Parshas Balak, so he talks about something that's very challenging when you read through the psukim there in Balak. It sounds like Bilam asked Hashem, can I go? And Hashem says, don't go. And then Bilam comes back and says, come on, can I please go? And Hashem's like, all right, fine, go. So he goes, and then Hashem gets all upset at him. What are you getting upset at him? At the end of the day, you told him he can go. So the Gra notes that there's a difference in Hebrew between the word imo and ito. Imo, written with an ayin, mem vav, as opposed to ito with an aleph, tough, vav. So the Gra says that when it's written with an ayin, it means they went with an absolute unified, thank you, an absolute unified attitude, or unified kavana. Imo, vayelech imo, is when two people go and they go with the same purpose. They go with the same mission. That's with an ayin. Aleph is when two people go, but they're not. They happen to be going to the same place, but they're not going with the same kavana. They're not going in order to accomplish the same mission, right? You're sitting next to someone on the plane, and you both happen to be going to New York, so you're going ito. You're going with him. You both happen to be going there, but you're going for a birthday party. He's going for a wedding. He's going on vacation, you're going for business. That's ito. Imo is when two people are going for the same purpose. Al telech imahem. What does that mean? Don't go with them. Meaning, with them mamish, for the same purpose that they're going. He says, can I go with them? And Hashem says, don't go imahem, with them. Finally, he asks and says, you know, come on, can I please go? So Hashem says, lech Itam, with an aleph. So he says, fine, you can go, but like I told you originally, don't go imahem with an ayin, Don't go for the reason, right? Why did he want to go? They were promising him a lot of money, a lot of prestige. So Hashem says, you know what? They want you to go in order to curse Klal Yisrael. So al teilech imahem. Don't go with them. Don't go for the purpose that they're going. But if you really, really need to go, lech itam with an aleph. Go with them, meaning you can go with them, but don't go for the same purpose. But he didn't listen, because the pasuk says, vayelech im sarei Moab, with the sarei Moab, with an ayin. So the Gra points out that back and forth, that explains, first of all, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Bilam, even though he told him he can go. It also explains the changes in language in the psukim, because Hashem only told him you can go with them to the location for your purposes, but not for the purposes that they want. But Bilam didn't listen. Bilam went, imahem, he went for the same purpose. He went with an attempt to curse Klal Yisrael. It actually explains, I saw in a Sefer Zikaron put out for someone who passed away, and it quoted there, I think, from someone in his family, or someone who was a Rav, of Shlomo Ansbacher. So he explains there's a pasuk in the beginning of Mishlei that says, Shlomo HaMelech says to his child, Bini al teilech itam. Don't go with them. And he's referring to bad influences, a bad crowd. Al teilech itam, with an aleph. So he says, you can explain very beautifully, that of course you can't go with the bad crowd to do the bad stuff. They're all going to do drugs and to party. Of course you can't go with them. But you might want to say, hey, listen, I'm going to go with them, but not for the same reason they're going. I'll go, and they'll do their bad things, and I'll do my things. On this, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech is giving advice to his child and saying, Bini, al teilech itam, meaning even if you're only going, itam with an aleph, you're only going, I'm going to the same place, but I'm not going to partake. So even that you shouldn't do, because we all know that it starts out by going itam, but what ends up is that it ends up that you go imohem, that you end up going with them. And I saw also from the Rav of the Kotel, Rav Rabinovich, so I saw that he has a very nice bracha to a chasan and kala, that we are specifically mevarech. We don't say esa chasan di esa kala. We're mevarech, we do hu yivarech esa chasan vi esa kala. But in the brachos we say hachasan im hakala. Even though in the Psukim it talks about Esa Chasan, the Esa Kala, we're going to bless the Chasan and the Kala, but we specifically bless during the Sheva Brachos, HaChasan Im HaKala, the Ayin. And he says very, very nicely that if two people get married and they don't have the same mission, they don't have the same values, they don't have the same goals, if they're just, you know, they're going to say, all right, you know what, we need a partner in life, so we'll be partners, you know, we'll live in the same house, we'll, you know, go on the same vacations, we'll have the same car, but there isn't this identity in terms of mission, there isn't this identity in terms of values and goals, so then that's not the recipe for a good marriage. A good marriage needs to be built upon chasan im hakala, with an ayin, that there's this identification. So if you use this gra and you go back to the pasuk, Gam ki elech v'geitz avos lo yira ki ata imadi. We don't, David HaMelech doesn't say ki ata iti. Right? Sometimes if you're speaking and like you see two guys talking, so you'll say like, ata iti? Like, are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you paying attention? Come, bo iti, come with me. That's not what it says. It says ki ata imadi with an ayin. How does a person not be scared when he's in challenging times? When he has that recognition that Hashem is imadi with an ayin. Hashem doesn't just happen to be in the room, but it's much more direct. It's much more intimate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamish with me. And the fact is, I think we could take it even a step deeper, because what's the next pasuk? We say, ki ani hichbadati es libo v'les leib amadav. That sounds like a very weak way to convince someone to go. Think about it. What does he say? Go to Paro. Or come to Paro. Why? Because I hardened his heart. If you harden his heart, that's a reason for me not to go. Why should I do it? If you hardened his heart, go to Paro because I hardened his heart. So I think you need to be medayik. I think Rav Tzadok is medayik in the pasuk. I think that what's the pasuk? Ki ani hichbadati es libo v'lev avadav. It's not just stam that he has a hardened heart. If he had a stam hardened heart, then there would be no point in me sending you. But it's dafka because ki anich barati. You have to realize that all of the challenge you're about to face, that he has a hardened heart, and you're going to ask him for things, and he's going to say no, that's all from me also. So it's like if I would say to you, come, let's go into this because I arranged the situation. Then you're not scared anymore because I'm taking bailus over it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking bailus over the challenging situation. He's saying, first of all, bo el paro, not leich, but bo, come, we'll go together. And you should do this, even though I know you, you know and I know he's going to say no to you, but ani echbarati, it all came from me. I'm the reason behind everything that happened. And this is, I think, the ikker response that a person has to have, or an ikker perspective. We have to try very hard when we're facing challenging situations to realize that A, Hashem is with us, and not only is Hashem with us, but Hashem is the one who actually arranged for the challenging situation. And when we're struggling and when we're suffering, we have to realize that all of this is because Hashem has a larger plan. There's a sefer called Pri Chaim, and he has, really, it's one of my beautiful, my most favorite, and I think very beautiful, Pshatim in the Psukim in Bereishis. It's Pri Chaim. And it says there that when Avram Avinu was on his way to the Akedah, so there's a beautiful pasuk. It says, "Vayar es hamokom merachok." He saw the spot where he was going to do the Akedah, where he was like traveling, and then they came over a hill. Vayar es hamokom merachok. But the Pri Chaim says such a beautiful pshat. He says, "Vayar es hamokom merachok." So the Pri Chaim says that the pshat in the pasuk is, because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also referred to as Hamakom. That Vayaris Hamakom Merachok. Even from a position of distance, he was able to see Hashem. Meaning he's on his way to slaughter his kid. This is a horrible situation. He finds himself in a tremendous challenge. And yet, what is he able to see through all of the distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through all of the hardship? Merachok, when he's feeling distant, when he's feeling far away, what is he able to see? Hamakom. He's able to see Hashem behind all of it. Vayaris hamakom merachok. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind all of this suffering. And that's a tremendous accomplishment. To be able to say, even though I'm walking b'geitz hamavos, still, lo irara, because I know atayim adid. And the truth is, the more that we relate to Hashem in this way, the more He be'emes is really with us. We strengthen that relationship. Some people like to learn in a cute kind of way that gam ki elch b'geitz hamavos lo irara. Why am I not scared? Ki ata, because it's you. And if that's really your perspective, so then imadi. So then I know that we're together. If you have that perspective of ki ata, that I realize it's you. I'm able to point my finger and to say, it's really you, Hashem. And that, the Sefer Moreh Na'im says that that's really what Mitzrayim was all about. That was the Nisayon of Mitzrayim. And it's a Nisayon that we all face. Mitzrayim is a Lashon of Meitzar. And a Meitzar means a boundary. A fence. The Mitzrayim perspective on the world is the perspective of not being able to see deeper into reality. I believe, in the name of one of the Talmidim of Rav Kook, the Nazir, that he says that Avram Avinu, I think it might be from a Medrash, but I heard it in his name, that Avram Avinu is called Avram HaIvri. So classically, Chazal say, because it was from Eber HaYarden. And then Chazal say, Kol HaOlam HaEver Zeh, all the world had one perspective and he had a different perspective. Two Pshatim in Ivri. But I heard a pshat that he was able to see beyond. Avram HaIvri, he was able to see what was beyond. Over, like from Eiver HaYarden. He had that ability to be able to see deeper into what seemed to be very mundane. And that's what Mitzrayim was all about. Mitzrayim is a meitzar. Mitzrayim is a boundary. Mitzrayim is confining. Mitzrayim tells us not to be able to see the geula within the darkness. To only see the darkness. And the perspective of Parshas Bo is to try to inspire us to be able to see beyond the Meitzar, to be able to see without a Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's funny, it doesn't say Yitzia Mi Mitzrayim, as if it was like a event that happened in the past. Yitzia Mi Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt. It says Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's Yitzias? It's present tense. It's the ongoing exodus from Mitzrayim. And that's because the avoda of every one of us is to not get trapped by the Mitzrayim perspective. The avoda of every one of us is to be able to see beyond it, to be able to free ourselves from the perspective of Mitzrayim. And I'll end with one other, really, I think it's such a beautiful idea. This, we don't often quote in Shir of Nachman, but there's such a beautiful idea from Rav Nachman that I think highlights this whole idea just really so, in such an amazing way. The Pasuk says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealing himself at Har Sinai, so Klal Yisrael was terrified of him. And there was one man, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was willing to come forward. And the Pasuk says, Vayamod ha'ame rachok, the nation stood far away. Moshe nigash el ha'arafel, Moshe though approached the darkness, asher sham ha'elokim, where God was. And Rav Nachman says a beautiful idea in the Likutei Moharan. He says that oftentimes we find ourselves in scary situations, tough situations, and a person, as opposed to everyone else who stood at a distance, Moshe Rabbeinu stepped into the darkness. He confronted the darkness. Again, the Lashon, Umoshe nigash el ha'arafel, asher sham ha'elokim. And when he approached the darkness, what did he find in the darkness? He found Hashem. Umoshe nigash el ha'arafel, asher sham. That there, in his approaching the darkness, it was in the darkness, asher sham ha'elokim. And that's where he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's a great way to end off this idea here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, Bo El Paro, come. It looks like you're going to Paro, but you're not really going to Paro. You're coming to Paro, because I'm going with you. We're going together. And Ani Echvadeti Yaslib Ova Eslev Avadav. It's all me. And therefore, Gam Kelech Begei Tzalmav Eslo Yirara Ki Ata Imadi. I'm not scared, because I realize you're with me. And therefore, if we approach tough situations, if we jump into them, if we don't hide from them, but we confront them, right? Everyone, we all have, whether it's in most often for us, certainly B'nai Yeshiva, most often it's certain Yetzaharas that we're struggling with. It's certain parts of our personalities that we're trying to fix. It might be certain psychological issues that we're struggling with. And as opposed to hiding from them, but we go out and we confront them, whether it means getting professional help, whether it means figuring out how to overcome certain taivos and certain challenges. But if a person approaches them, he doesn't hide, he doesn't pretend that they're not there. He doesn't try to whitewash them or justify them. But he approaches them and he confronts them. So a person will often, not only will he find siyata d'shmaya, not only will he hopefully realize that they're from Hashem and that Hashem is with him and helping him overcome them, but it's dafka in the suffering of challenges that a person finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person gets the greatest relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe nigash el ha'arafel asher sham ha'elokim.